have a sofik tumah, the klal is min asofik, it's taka tamei. And like the Mori ends off, umimokim shabuah, the same way you're learning it out from the parasha of Soita, it's like this. Ma Soita rishus sayochid, just like by Soita. Where did we find them alone? They were alone in a room together. They had stira, they had yichud together. That's only those two people together. That's called rishus sayochid like. So ma Soita rishus sayochid, when do we say your wife is lost to you because of a doubt? When she was found alone with that man in the rishus sayochid, which means only those two alone. Is af sheretz, the same way we want to learn out the halacha from Soita, that any time we have a sophic doubt, if something became tamei or not, so we're saying yes, it becomes tamei, that's only rishus hayochid, only like rishus hayochid, only when the doubt happened in an employer private place, but when there were three people around there, when the sophic took place, that's called the sophic tum of rishus harabim, and that we do not learn out from Soita. If we do not have any special locha from Soita, then the locha is just the opposite. Because minastam the klal is, if you have a sofik, if something became tummy or not, really what we should say is, uki gavra b'cheskas taira. Up until now this person was tor. Up until now this trum is tor. You have a sofik now if the sheretz touched it or not. So really what we should say is, if you have a doubt that the sheretz touched it or not, minasofik, leave the truma the way it was up until now. Up until now the truma was tahor, so it should still remain tahor. As only a new gzeras akasa, by Soita we say not like that. By Soita we say that min asafik should become zasa to you. And we're learning out now who adin by tumor also. That's the word im nitma of yim loy nitma. It comes to teach us another type of a tumor. That not only the tumor of Soita, who adin any other tumor. If you have a suffix, if something touched something else, to make it tummy or not, that's the limit we learn out from Saitam, that when a suffix, yes, it becomes tummy. But only where? In a Rishus HaYochid, just like Saitam is. But if it's in a Rishus HaRabim, then we don't have a special limit from Saitam, then rather we say, leave it, Bechaz Kosa, that it was Torah up until now, most probably it's still Torah. Right, another type of a Joshua is, Uma Saitam Dovish Yesh Baidas Nishoyal. Soita, the man and the lady, they're adults, they're people, you could talk to them. Like really, really, we could ask them, did they have znus or not? And they're able to tell us if they did or not. Okay, now that they're denying it. They say they didn't, we don't believe them. But there are people that we could ask them. In such a case, the terrorist says, Sophic is tummy. Ask sheretz, the same way by sheretz, Dover sheesh by dasli shirl. It has to be that a man was around there. That it was possible for a man to answer us or tell us if it did become tummy or not. Rashi says, in the Tanasim Lav, Av Sofik Tumma, Dava Sheshpoi Benageya Zer, Dasli Shoyl. That means, in Nogim Lav, Hu Oimer En Yodaya, Goin Odom, Oi Tyrus, Shoyodom Oslik Ben, Bishar Shanel Ra Sofik. That was the question if a sheriff touched a man or not. Or if it's Sofik, when the man was working with the Tumma, with the Truma, did it become tummy or not? So in a case where there's a man involved there, that really, really he's a person to ask, even though he doesn't know, but he's somebody to ask, then we have this limud, you learn out from Saita, that min asafik b'shus yachid, it becomes tummy. But, from here we learned out, that if the man is there at the time when it's becoming tummy, that the man, a person, is somebody you could ask, then we have this halacha, this gzeres akasav here, that any tumah, suffix, became tummy or not, b'rishus ha-yochid is tummy. Is b'rishus ha-yochid sveika tummy? B'rishus ha-rabim sveika tor? Mashenkin, if this suffix, the place where it took place, was b'rishus ha-rabim, there were three people there or more, then the klalism and ha-suffix is tor, because we leave it b'ches kosai. But v'shein b'rishus ha-shoyl, let's say the case is that it's not a dasli shoyl. The question is, much like in case of Pesachim you have, where a mouse goes around, we have a suffix if it touched something or not. Because the man wasn't there at all. Just you find the sheriff's walking around, and we have a suffix if the sheriff's touched it or not. But nobody was there when the sheriff was around there. So then the sheriff itself is called the Dover, Shein Boy Dasli Shoyl. Because if you have kids playing around them, or you have kids playing around with the Tumah, you have kids playing around with Shirotzim, and we have a suffix whether the kid took the sheriff's and touch the truma or not, so the kid is called the dove of Shein Boy Dasli Shoyl, then there's no limit from Soita. Then we say, Bein Vershus HaYochid, Bein Vershus HaRabim, Sveikai Tor. Then we say, whether it's Vershus HaYochid, whether it's Vershus HaRabim, that's the Halacha, Sveikai is Tor. So that's this new limit. We have the famous halacha that Sofik Tumah Brishus Hayachid is Tameh, and we learn it out from Saita. Now the Gemara says back to before what we were saying. For Rabbi Yishmael Amri Rabbi Kiva, Truma, Rabbi Yishmael Amri Kiva said before the what? That it says three times in the Torah the word Vinitmo, Sechad was Labal, Viechad Laboyel, Viechad Latruma. He said that the halacha is the Saita now, even if she's a Bas Kayin, she's also Tichruma. Or Mahada Le'iyu Kahanis. And Rabbi Yishmael answered back to him and said, you know what? I have a Kal V'chaima to say that this Saita is also to a Kayin. So first of all, he wasn't talking about a Kuna. Rabbi Kiva wasn't talking about Kuna. Rabbi Kiva dashed in the Pasuk to say, Nitmo, that she's also Tichruma. So why did Rabbi Yishmael come back to say to Rabbi Kiva, I have a Kal V'chaima to say that she's also she's also to get married to a Kayin? Who was talking about it? V'su, Rashi says, V'pachin lo Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Bekiva, V'yechol etrum l'kumad la'iyu, Amar le'im mikro, loving v'kuna. Like, what's going on here? He wasn't talking about kuna. V'su, another question is, lo Rabbi Akiva, kuna min olay. Attack is like a true, like, how does Rabbi Akiva know that a saiter is also now to get married to a kain? Even on the tzad that her husband dies, she only becomes an amona, that a regular amona is muta to a kain hejit. Here we're saying, since she was a Saita though, she's also to a Kayin. So Rabbi Yishmael said a Kal V'chaima. Now how does Rabbi Akiva know this? So Rashi says, V'sumi Boyalon, Rabbi Akiva L'yari B'kuna Min Olei, Di Yasur L'kuna. In Nezef, the husband dies. Well, Lech L'meim, Rashi says, D'shaya, you can't tell me now that he'll argue and says that she's Muta. Ta'ashtu L'truma Asala L'kuna Miboyi. And L'churif Rabbi Akiva agrees that a Saita is also T'truma, for sure she should be asked to get married to a Kayin. So the only question is, how does Rabbi Akiva know it? If he doesn't learn it out from a Kal V'chaima, if so, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael? So we have two kashas now. First of all, Rabbi Yishmael is not talking to the point. And secondly, how does Rabbi Akiva know this, that a saiter is also to get married to a kohen? So Mara says, maybe you want to tell me, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds. You don't have to have a pasuk, like Rashi says. To Mamela Asura. I know, I understand it myself. Shurayosa Bakasa Besaita, Sofik Zaina. The Torah makes a Saita like a Sofik Zaina.